Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
This mad dog Englishman, the late great Joe Cochran. I'm Mad Dog American, Jim Blasingame. Proud to be the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Another thing that I'm proud of is the fact that I know and have gotten to know and have known now and call her my friend, Grace Marie Turner, one of the great Americans of our time, president of the Galen Institute, one of the smartest people I've ever known, and working harder than anybody I know on a healthcare public policy effort. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. Your program that I know you're leading this. I'm sure you created it, the Healthcare Choices Plan. How many signatories do you have now?
Well, we had 81 when we released the letter, the summary of it last couple of weeks ago. Everybody from Senator Santorum, Newt Gingrich, Betsy McCoy signed on. A lot of really big, high profile people. The White House did release its own plan, which incorporated a lot of this. I think before an election, they don't want to get too granular. They really have to sell the vision first, and I think that's what the president.
Well, I hope they do a better job of selling the vision, because I think you guys are doing a better job of that. Let's get a little granular in your plan. What are some of the key issues? There are 10 main points. Let's talk about three or four that are really the most important.
Well, the most important is making healthcare more affordable, and that means more choices. That means giving states more authority to get rid of a lot of the mandates so that companies can create the kinds of healthcare arrangements, the kinds of plans, the kind of networks that people want. People want to have health insurance, but they don't want it to cost more than their mortgage does. So you've got to make plans more affordable. You're going to do that by more competition in the market, by people being able to have control of the resources. There's a great regulation that the president promulgated that gives small businesses many new options. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a regulation. It's not law. We want Congress to codify it. Health reimbursement arrangements. People should Google that. Reimbursement arrangements. Happy to send people opportunity, but it's like, Jim, this is transformative. This is like 401ks for health insurance. Mm-hmm. Employers can get out of the business of micromanaging benefits, give people money that's on the same tax-preferred basis to be able to purchase a plan on their own that they can keep and own it. If they move or change jobs, they don't have to change health insurance policy. Mm-hmm. They can have health savings accounts. Obviously, we've got a lot of changes to make those even more robust, so people can have some savings, some tax-free savings.
Well, and for small businesses, part of your plan is to allow to be where small businesses can say to their employees, look, this is what we can afford. And we can buy this. We can buy these options that seem to fit the most of us. This is what we can afford. And tell them, you know, if it's okay, if this is what you want, if you agree, this will be part of your compensation. But this is what we can afford, and here are the options. And the government didn't make me decide what to choose.
That's exactly right. And most people that have job-based health insurance have a choice of only one plan because it's too overwhelming for the employer to give them a range of, you know, 17 different plans.
And because of that, small business owners are not competitive as much as they should be with bigger companies from a benefit standpoint. If what you guys are trying to put through, if we could make it a law, make it available in the marketplace as a product, this would make small business owners competitive for employees.
Absolutely. And I think people would love it if the employer says, okay, we've been spending, $4,000, $5,000 on your health insurance policy. We're going to put that into an account, and maybe your spouse is also working and also has an account. Mm-hmm. They can combine that money to buy
from different
a family
employers.
Policy. Well, the employers can still fund it, but give people the control.
Yeah.
But we also have to have the states free to be able to create better and more attractive, more affordable policies mm-hmm. for people. They can't do that now because of the restrictions under Obamacare. So it's freeing the marketplace.
And giving
people control, making the prices transparent.
I want to point one thing out here, Grace Marie, that needs to be said. Folks, what Grace Marie is talking about is not only simple, it is possible, it's doable, it is fall off a log easy to create these policies and to create these products. And it makes sense. It will work. It'll make people happier. Why don't we have it? Because of politics. Because people want control. What we just described, what your plan releases control, takes away control from the government, and gives it to you. And politicians don't want that. And that's the only reason why we don't have it right now. The idea that after 22 years, Grace Marie, you and I are still having to talk about this is astonishing to me. And it's a perfect example of what's wrong with politics in America.
But people can get these health, they can do these health reimbursement arrangements now. We want to make them better, but the administration has made these available now.
Yep.
So Google health reimbursement arrangements, talk to your benefit consultant.
But as you say, there's still not law. It's just an executive order that the next president who doesn't like it can end. Biden gets elected, he can end it day one. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, he said he would end it day one. Did he not say that?
He says he's going to handle the. It's actually the short-term limited duration plans. More affordable short-term plans that the other side hates. They call them junk plans. And the Congressional Budget Office says they are wrong. These are good quality insurance products.
But he's going to end it the first day, folks. He said that. I heard him. Quick break. Until right back with the awesome Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. I encourage you to go there and check it out and support the work that they do. I promise you, they're on your side, small business owners.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.